Blog Talk Radio.
Money on my whole team, I bang out like Yeshua is my OG. And I don't really know how to be low-key. Logo on my chest like what it do. We done followers of Christ, tell me what it do. And if you're not one, we can still kick it. But I might preach to you, I'm just being real with it. Christ said you gotta love them when they front too. Your love measured by the hate you can love through. And if Christ at the cross for the same was to put him there and die for his killers, he can love you. He the boss, I be on my jail. The way I do it, got a maiming in my halo. The truth hurt, but it do work. Until you met him, you can never know your true worth. I keep it 100, and some of y'all love it, and some of y'all don't, but I ain't finna change nothing. G-O-M, we gon' keep it coming. If it's hating, you're the only one that does it. Homie, you can hate me, but you ain't getting no hate back. You getting no hate back. Homie, you can hate me, but you ain't getting no hate back. Cause all the hating in the world won't make me a hater. All the hating in the world won't make me a hater. Hater, 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 hater. All the hating in the world won't make me a hater. Hater, 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 hater. All the hating in the world won't make me a hater. Hater, 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 hater. All the hating in the world won't make me a hater. Born sinner, I came with a flaw. I'm finna see the light. I was raised in the dark, but he came for the loss and he paid on the cross. I'm a servant of the king and I bang for the cause. Say you ain't a Christian, I ain't cook. And you can't rock with it cause it's not true. But game rock red, Snoop rock blue. You ain't never bang in your life, but you got two. Just saying, y'all be acting funny though. First time a hater cause I'm broke and my money low. Find out I made a couple hundred on a low. Now they like so, I thought it was God over money though. Hate it when I'm paid, hate it when I'm broke. They hating on my faith, hating on my folk. See them drowning in the middle of the ocean. When you pull up, they be hating on your boat. Homie, you can hate me, but you ain't getting no hate back. You getting no hate back. Homie, you can hate me, but you ain't getting no hate back. Cause all the hating in the world won't make me a hater. Hater, 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 hater. All the hating in the world won't make me a hater. Hater, 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 hater. All the hating in the world won't make me a hater.
First things first, I'm blessed, boy. Hard to stress when you dress like Metroid. All up in the armor, something on a hater like. You won't see this logo on my chest, boy. You already know though. Bumpy get to snapping like a photo on my click click. We the misfits that the spit swift. Something like where them Indians would live. Intense. More the music than your amusement. Knew that before we get formed a union with the boy in Houston. Yeah, I never doubted what the law was doing. With me or biz, I just grab my sword and with the war to prove it. This platform that we're using, mask on. Evolution is that strong. The illusion is passed on. Where the youth is, I'm back drawing the blueprints for any hater regard to get mashed on.
Homie, you can hate me, but you ain't getting no hate back. You get no hate back. Homie, you can hate me, but you ain't getting no hate back. Cause all the hating in the world won't make me a hater. All the hating in the world won't make me a hater. All the hating in the world won't make me a hater.
What's up, fellowship? If the hating in the world ain't gonna make you a hater, throw your hands up. If all the hating in the world ain't gonna make you a hater. Amen, amen. All the hating in the world ain't gonna make me no hater. Praise God on tonight. Hallelujah. We thank God for everybody that's called into the Committed Jewish International Worldwide Prayer Line, the number one prayer line in the world. Hallelujah. Praise God. And we thank God for each and every last one of you who have called in and tuned in on tonight. Hallelujah. All the hating in the world ain't going to make me a hater. Who is me? I'm your host, Elder Andre Frizos. Bless the name of the Lord on tonight. It's truly a pleasure, amen, to be in the presence of God. It's truly a pleasure to be your host on tonight. Hallelujah. The words of that song say, you can hate me. Glory to God. But you ain't getting no hate back. Jesus said it like this. He said, you have been told that it was written. Hallelujah. That an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. But I say, hallelujah, if somebody slaps you on the right cheek, offer them the left cheek. Glory to God. And then he said, you have been told that it was written. Hallelujah. To hate those that hate you. But I say, pray for those. Hallelujah, that spiteful illusion. Bless the name of the Lord. Praise God. Let me tell you something. You can't let people hate. You can't let people hating on you make you hate on them. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Can I say that again? You can't let people hating on you. Glory to God. Cause you to hate on them. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Don't let them turn you into a hater. Praise God. Hallelujah. You need to put your big boy drawers off. You need to put your big girl panties on tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. We ain't in school. You're supposed to be an adult. You're supposed to be mature. And on top of that, you're supposed to be saved. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Just because they talking about you don't mean you talk about them. Glory to God. Just because they lying on you don't mean you lie on them. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm going through it. I went through it. I'm out of it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Incident with an acquaintance of mine. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. I don't trust him. And I told him, I'm disconnecting with you because I don't trust you. And I told my friends that were friends with him, look, hallelujah, amen, don't invite me to none where he going to be at. Don't trust him. He going around talking about I'm lying on him. That's not a lie. I don't trust you. It's not a lie. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. That's how I feel about you. That's what my discernment tells me. My discernment tells me not to trust you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Now, in turn, he turned around, hallelujah, and told some lies on me. Praise God. Hallelujah. But I'm not going to lie on this man. Glory to God. All the hating in the world that he doing ain't going to make me a hater. All the manipulating that he doing ain't going to make me a manipulator. Hallelujah. Everything he doing, amen, I ain't got to do it because he doing it. Hallelujah. Just because Eve ate the fruit, I ain't got to eat the fruit. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. In other words, just because he acting like a female don't mean I got to act like a female. I need to put my big boy. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I need to understand I'm a grown man. And grown men, hallelujah, amen, don't go back and forth. They don't do that. We sit down like we grown and mature. And on top of that, we stay. Hallelujah. So you can't let all the hating in the world, glory to God, turn you into a hater on today. Bless the name of the Lord. We thank God for each and every person that's called in, everybody that's tuned in. This is the Comedic Jewish International Worldwide Prayer Line, the number one prayer line in the world. Those of you out there on Blog Talk Radio, we strongly encourage you to hit that number on your screen. Call in and be a part, hallelujah, of the movement of God in 2021. Hallelujah. Praise God. This is the prayer line where prayers are being asked. Hallelujah. This is the prayer line, amen, where miracles are happening. This is the prayer line where the presence of God is here. The anointing of God is flowing. Hallelujah. Praise God. The word of God here is true. Hallelujah. Praise God. Let me explain something to you. Amen. I used to have a show called Uncensored. Amen. And that's why I like my brother. Amen. Because he's just like me. He's uncensored. In other words, we don't sugarcoat it. We don't water it down. Glory to God. Hallelujah. When you sugarcoat something, amen, you're just making it taste better. Hallelujah. Praise God. When you're watering it down, you're just making it weaker. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So it's not going to have the same effect. Hallelujah. That it would have had, bless the name of the Lord, if you would have left it, if you would have left it in its original chemical composition, if you wouldn't have messed with the recipe. How many of you know? Bless the name of the Lord, that the word of God is done. Hallelujah. The word of God is done. Hallelujah. We don't need you messing with the recipe. Oh, my God. Because when you mess with the recipe, you mess with the potency. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. When you mess with the potency, the results. Hallelujah. Praise God. So we got to give it to you straight up and uncut. Hallelujah. Those of you that's from the streets, You know that dope that you used to buy, amen, praise God, when you were selling dope, amen? You wanted to get the purest dope you can get, hallelujah, because you was going to cut it. Hallelujah, amen, praise God, amen. But that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to give you the purest word that we can give you. Hallelujah, praise God, because the other preachers don't cut it. Glory to God. The other preachers don't cut it. Hallelujah. It's going to lose its potency. Hallelujah, praise God, amen. So we got to give it to you straight up and uncut, because by the time it get back to you, oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. By the time it go from us to them and then back to you, it's been run down. It's been cut. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. And you know how God is? I don't know if y'all seen it. We should have moved forward. Hallelujah. But there was a movie called American Gangster. Amen. Based on a true story. And he had a problem with you putting his name on your dope. Hallelujah, praise God, because his dope was pure. I know that's a sweet reference, but let me bring you back home. Hallelujah, God got a problem with you. Hallelujah, watering down the word, and then you got the nerve to put your name on. Put his name on. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. So we thank God today for the man of God that's getting ready to come forth later on in the program and bring a dynamic word, hallelujah, from the Lord. I'm talking about none other than Apostle Elvis A. Kerr. Praise God, hallelujah, that I know been preaching since May 11th, hallelujah, amen, on this line, praise God, bringing forth a dynamic, uncut word from the Lord, whether you like it or not. Praise God, because the word ain't for you to like. Did you like going to school? Glory to God. It was certain subjects that you liked. Hallelujah. Praise God. But you didn't really like going to school. You'd rather stay home. Hallelujah. Praise God. And you're not going to always like the word that come across the pulpit. You're not going to always like the word that come across the airwaves. Hallelujah. But it's not for you to like, it's for you to learn. You got your L's mixed up. Glory to God. It's not for you to like, it's for you to learn. Hallelujah. I know your favorite subject. I can tell you everybody's favorite subject. Prosperity. Oh, that's your favorite subject, because God's going to bless you. God's going to open up the windows of heaven. God's going to do this, that, and the other thing. Glory to God. But when we tell you how to get there, hallelujah. So you like in school when they talked about when you go to college and you graduate and you get your degree and you get a job and you earn $65,000 a year. But when they told you we got a test at the end of the week, oh, Lord, I don't want to take the test. I just want to graduate. Hallelujah. I just want to get a degree. I just want to get the job. I just want to earn the money. Hallelujah. But you don't want to labor. The Bible says, amen, the harvest is plentiful, but the labor is a few. Glory to God. Why? Why the labor is few? Because the laborers don't want to go through the training. Glory to God. The laborers don't want to go through the training. But we thank God tonight that you have come to the training place. Hallelujah. Amen. You have come to the training center on tonight. Glory to God. And the man of God is getting ready to come forth later on in a second to bring forth a dynamic word for you to take notes. Hallelujah. You may like it or you may not. Hallelujah. But it don't matter as long as you learn. Hallelujah. On tonight. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So we're going to open up the line at this time. If you got a testimony, if you got a prayer request, the phone line is open. Hallelujah. We're doing things a little bit differently, glory to God, but the phone line is open. If you got a testimony, a prayer request, or a question, glory to God, now would be the time. Hallelujah. The phone lines are open. There's every one. Hallelujah on tonight.
Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. Glory to God. So I just want to thank you, praise God, for a beautiful day, a glorious day in Christ Jesus. And just thanking God. I missed a couple of, I came on and I had to get off some of the revival nights. But God is truly good. I always say God at work because that's what he gave me.
Yes,
and this is Janetta. Remember I came back one and I told the testimony about the $2,000 went down to $700. Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Now, you know, I'm blessing the Lord. I was praising God for that, but he did something greater than that. He, I called back the financial office of the school, and they told me, they said, that wasn't it. And then I said, well, the last financial advisor sent me an email of the amount that was due, which was $702. She said, no, it was never approved by management. I said, oh, really? I said, that's no integrity for the school, right? I said, that's no integrity. Because I believe in customer service, because I work in customer service, so I believe in that, providing good service.
Amen.
And, you know, providing what you, you know, don't give. Give them all, you know, don't give them half of the information, but give them all the information. So she said, well, we're going to do a ticket for two of them. We're going to do a ticket. And then she said, you should hear something by Thursday. So yesterday, I'm at home teleworking. There was a strange number, so I answered it. It was just like an usher, just answer the call. So she said, is this Janetta Anderson? I said, yes. And she's speaking. And she said, hi, this is Teresa from the University of Phoenix. She said, I have some good news. She said, better yet, some great, great news. I said, okay. She said, the amount that's due for one class, she said, they adjusted it, is zero. It's, you don't owe anything. I said, oh. And then she said, and the next class, because I have one more class, and then I'm flying out in about a week. I'm going to do the walk-in person graduation. I already did it in March. But this time I can walk with my cap and gown. And so she said, for the next class, which is $1,300, so in all, for the $2,000, we got to say about the $2,000 versus $700. Well, guess what God did? God did free. He canceled all that.
Ooh.
I don't owe you anything.
Hallelujah.
And I just want to share the testimony, because, I'm in agreement with those that when God said bless or praise, I may not always give in monetary, whatever, but I give my time and I give my support to others that's doing ministry. You know, come on and be in agreement. And always when God tell me to do something, I'm obedient. I do that. You know, some things are coming, finances are coming. I know they're coming. So I'll be able to, you know, be a blessing more to those who are doing ministry besides myself. So I'm a giver. I don't just do part of that, because when you have a spirit of giving, you do it with joy. So I just wanted to share that with today and clarifying to God that when the men and women of God begin to prophesy or give a word, and when God said debt cancellation, and look, and yesterday it came to me, he did it in the ninth month on the eighth day.
Come on.
Let me say it again.
Come on.
He did it in the ninth month on the eighth day.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
I said, God, because I hold on to God at work, because that's what he told me. He said he's at work. So when I ask, you know, he's very silent. God can be silent at times. Y'all know that. Sometimes you can ask him something, he don't say anything. That's because it's already worked out for me. So I said, last year, God, you told me to do this. So he made a way out of nowhere. And I don't have to say, that was something that was lit. I said, glory to God. My mouth was wide open while she was talking. I was like, You know, I was like that. But I was like, I said, Lord, I said, Father, I said, thank you. That's why I just give him a praise. So I'm just rejoicing in the Lord. He's doing some great and mighty things. And I know he's putting on the line. And I know, like, the houses are coming. I just know all that is coming for those. And I was on the line about a month ago, you know, two months ago. But I just wanted to share that when the men and women of God, when the men and women of God said that God said he counseled, believe it and receive it and say and accept it. Because I learned how to accept the word of God. I receive it and I accept it. So, you know, so I just thank God for that. I'm just glorifying. I'm trying to tell everybody the good news, the miracle, And I thank and praise God for it. I just want to share with my brothers and sisters in Christ the goodness of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Bless God on today. Hallelujah. Debt cancellation. Glory to God. Ooh. Hallelujah. I'm going to say it again. Debt cancellation. Glory to God. Our God, the Bible says, with God, all things are possible. Glory to God. Okay. Hallelujah. If anything is possible with God. God will cancel out your debt. You know, God can give you a 700 credit score. Elder, I ain't never seen it happen. That's because you don't believe it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. I'm believing God, and you need to believe God for it, too. This is the season. The man of God has been telling us. This is the season that we have to believe God for the impossible, because it's only impossible to you. Hallelujah. It's not impossible to God. It's impossible to – they cancel the debt from 2,000 to 700 to zero. Oh, my God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God. God. Hallelujah. Why? Because she's been obedient to what God has been telling her to do. Glory to God. Do we have another fiery testimony on the goodness of the Lord on today? Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Do we have any more testimonies on the goodness of the Lord on today? Amen. Well, we bless God. Hallelujah. Praise God on today. We thank God because he's a miracle-working God. He's a life-changing God. He's a financing, fixing God. Hallelujah. He's a miracle-working, window-opening, pulling out a blessing God. Yes, he is. Hallelujah. Praise God. And we thank God on today. Hallelujah. Praise God. You know, I'm going to testify before we go to the throne real quick. I kind of feel bad about how I felt about people, about churches and men and women of God when I was in my 20s. Glory to God. Hallelujah. The testimonies that we give on this line are the kind of testimonies I used to hear. Amen. And I used to say, this has got to be rehearsed. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. This has got to be staged. Hallelujah, praise God. You mean to tell me, hallelujah, you planted a $25 seed and the next day this happened? Glory to God, that's the next day that happened. Hallelujah. I was a skeptic when I was in my 20s, glory to God. Really, when I was in my teens. Hallelujah. As I started to grow up, I started to doubt what I saw in the church. Glory to God, hallelujah. Amen. But glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. If I knew then, you ever heard somebody always say that? If I knew then, hallelujah, what I know now. Glory to God. Hallelujah. God's word is true. Hallelujah. The principles of God work. You know, I could never understand why the dirtiest of sinners would make sure they, if they didn't go to church, they would send their tithe. They would send their offering. The dirtiest of sinners. Glory to God. Why? Because they work in the financial principles of God. Hallelujah. Praise God. They know if they sow, hallelujah, they going to reap. That's why we was mad at them. We was mad because God was blessing them financially, and we know they was living a hellish life. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But we don't know the kind of hell they went through living a hellish life. All we saw was the car, the houses, and the clothes. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. But see, God sent the man of God. He sent the apostle, hallelujah, to teach the whole thing. Hallelujah. Praise God. Ooh. So not only will I have a piece of change in our pocket, but we also have a piece of money. Glory to God. So we'll be living right. Hallelujah. And have the money while we live right. See, they stowing. Hallelujah. Praise God. But they not living right. So they going through here. See, we can go through peace and have a peace. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. So I thank God for the man of God on tonight, which I'm about to introduce after we go to the throne of grace. Hallelujah. Father God, in the name of Jesus, We want to come before your throne of grace tonight, Lord, to tell you thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for you being you. And that's God all by yourself. Thank you, Lord, for making ways out of no ways. Thank you, Lord, for healing us when the doctor said we couldn't be healed. Thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for getting us out of debt when we thought we was way too deep in it. Lord, thank you for getting us out of that situation that we got ourselves into. Hallelujah. But yet you were there when we called on you. Hallelujah. You said that you would never leave. Hallelujah. You would never forsake. And we thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. For honoring your word on tonight. Lord, we ask that you touch the man of God. That you touch him, Lord, from the crown of his head to the sole of his feet. Lord, that you allow the anointing on him to flow freely as a river does, Lord. Hallelujah. And we are ready. Our ears are open and our hearts are receptive to receive your word. Hallelujah. On tonight. And Lord, we thank you, we praise you, and we magnify you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. And amen. Bless the name, hallelujah, of the Lord on tonight. God is truly good. Hallelujah. He's worth the praise. Hallelujah. He's worth being lifted up. Hallelujah. He's worth being magnified. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. And I want to thank God for the man of God that is getting ready to come forth and bring forth his word on tonight. Hallelujah. I am talking about none other than the pastor, the leader, amen, of the Comedic Jewish International Worldwide Fellowship. Hallelujah. That is based out there on the West Coast in Long Beach, California. Praise God. But we are worldwide. Hallelujah. On tonight. Amen. And getting ready to bring that word as he has so many nights before. Hallelujah. Amen. Is my brother in Christ. Hallelujah. My friend. And yours as well, praise God, the Holy Apostle himself, Eldon A. Curry. Immediately following this selection, you will be in his hands. And I want you to know, if you ain't got it, you better go get it. Hallelujah, because I got it. Bless the name of the Lord on tonight.
I got it, I got it.
Drop a knife on me. Don't know where I would be.
Don't know who I would be.
Yeah. Crazy when I need him, he's a rider. All my haters, you know he be fighting. I never had no one to stick beside me. Yeah. And when it's cold, I know he got that fire.
Amen. Somebody give God a praise. Somebody lift up the name of Yahshua. Somebody that will call Darabasando. Give your God a shout right now. Come on and praise his name tonight. Man, where the praise is at right now, hallelujah. We give God all the glory and all the praise. I mean, you know that all praise belong to him tonight, hallelujah. If it had not been for the Lord who was on my side, where would I be? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Somebody praise tonight.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Glory to his great name tonight. Amen. We do give God all the honor and all the praise and all the glory. Amen. Tonight.
Amen.
To my dear, dear brother.
Amen.
Elder Andre. We give God praise for him tonight. Amen. As he completes.
Bless him, my brother. Bless him.
They can never be broken. Bless you, man of God.
Amen.
And to everyone that's under the sound of our voice tonight, I want you to be blessed. And I want you to know that God is on your side. Come on there, somebody. God, that vocal and that about this, is on your side. Hallelujah. Somebody give God a shout.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yes. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm not going to be long before you tonight, but I do intend to be strong tonight. Now, let's go to Matthew chapter 7. Is everybody there?
Yes.
Amen. Matthew 7. Chapter 7, verse verse 24. Matthew 7 and 24. Is everybody there?
Not yet.
Matthew 7 and 24. And the word of the Lord reads. And it says, therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice. Everybody hear me tonight?
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Yes.
And put them into practice is like a wise man. Somebody say a wise man.
A wise
a
man.
A wise man.
Who builds his house on the rock. Somebody said the rock.
The rock.
The rock.
The rock. Okay. Amen. Verse 25 says, and the rain came down, and the streams rose, and the winds blew, and beat against that house, yet it did not fall. Hallelujah.
Mmm.
Say, God, David, I know you're going to love what the Lord got for us tonight. I didn't know you were. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
You're going to love what the Lord got for tonight.
He said, it beat against that house, said it did not fall because it had its foundation on the rock.
Wow.
Come on, preacher.
Wow.
Verse 26, but everyone who hears these words of mine and does not put them into practice. Somebody said practice.
Practice.
Is like a fool. Is
like a foolish man who has his house on sand. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against the house, and it fell with a great crash. I want to use that text just for a little bit in your ear tonight. Can everybody hear me tonight?
Amen.
Yeah. Praise the Lord, Jackie from Longview.
Glory to God. Praise the Lord, Prophet. I want to use for a text tonight. How solid is your foundation?
Oh, come on, preacher. Mm.
How solid is your foundation? Father, we thank you for your word tonight. We give you praise and glory for what you're about to say to us tonight. Father, we open our ears, Lord, and we open our eyes, and we open up our heart to your word tonight. Father, let somebody hear you that really need to hear you tonight. There's nothing for them. Because you are the answer. Father, we thank you that you said that man cannot live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of your mouth. Lord, every time you speak, Lord, you speak life to us. So, Father, we thank you tonight that we need your word in order to live. We bind the hand of the enemy. We rebuke every devil and demon. And we thank you, Lord, for victory. And we give you praise, oh God, for what you are about to release in our life. And we thank you right now in the mighty name of Yeshua HaMashiach. Somebody give God a praise. Somebody give God a praise. Somebody take your voice and give your name praise. Hallelujah. I believe it said how solid is your foundation. Let's go back to this thing, beloved. Hallelujah. And hear what the Lord is saying to us tonight. I believe we're going to get something out of it. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Beginning with verse 24. Therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice. So God said, yeah, the key to a solid foundation is not just hearing the word, but you got to be putting the word what into practice.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody said that means being a doer.
That means being a doer.
I mean, you know, beloved, that if you hear the word and you don't do the word, that the word ain't doing you no good. Hallelujah. Let me say that again.
Come on now.
Here on the wall. You can hear all the words you want to, but if you ain't doing what the word say, it ain't doing you no good. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Come on now. Tell the truth.
Faith without word is dead. Amen. You got faith, but because you not putting no application to the faith, the faith ain't even moving. It's dead. It's stiff. Come on here, somebody. You got it. Ain't no life in it. Why? Because you won't do nothing to give it life. I don't want somebody. Ooh, go on there, God. Hallelujah. Talk, God. God has said, how solid is your foundation? Come on here, somebody. Amen. Your foundation looks good, but without application, without practice, it's just a foundation. Come on here, somebody. And let me tell you something. You better make sure that your foundation is weatherproof. Come on here, somebody. Because yeah, the wind is going to come. The rain going to come.
Hallelujah.
Amen. And the streams is going to come. But I got some good news for you, beloved. If you've been doing the word, let me tell you something. Your foundation is going to stand. Somebody give your God praise tonight. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Ooh, Lord. Somebody said a wise man.
A wise man.
So everyone who hears the word and practice the word and do the word, the Bible calls that man a wise man. Hallelujah.
So if you've been hearing the word, enduring the word, that means you got some wisdom. That means God said you're in the position
Amen.
That when things come against you, you're going to be able to stand. Come on here, somebody. Glory to God. That's what
Amen.
That word is in. Stand. Glory to God. How many know you can't stand if you're not practicing the word, if you're not doing the word?
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
If you're just being a good listener,
Amen.
If you're just being a good hearer, and say, oh, that sure was a good word. Hallelujah. I'm going to go back in here and eat me a good meal. Come on here, somebody. Right, I'm going to go in here and drink me a soda. Glory to God. That was good. No, God has said, get past that. Come on here, somebody. You got to get to the point where you said, Lord, I want that word to produce something for me. Come on here, somebody. And you standing up there, glory to God, eating up your blessing. You won't give it, but you eating it up, glory to God. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
And God is saying, that ain't my fault. I'm telling you to plant it, and you going in there and eating
Amen.
It up. And you wondering why you ain't seeing no return.
Amen.
And now somebody getting mad at God.
Wow.
Come on, God,
yeah.
you know I've been standing. God said, yeah, you've been standing at the refrigerator. Glory, I've been telling you to get away from that thing, glory to God. And go plant you a seed so you can get your miracle. Somebody give
Hallelujah.
God praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
How many know that a wise man who builds his house on the rock? And then it says, and the rain came. Somebody said, the rain.
The rain.
The rain.
The rain.
How many know that the enemy going to sit in the rain after you hear the word? But let me tell you something. If you've been doing the word, don't worry about the rain. Because Yahshua said, I am your refuge and strength. Come on here, somebody. A refuge is a place that you can go in from the rain. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. I don't know if you can hear me tonight, but God is saying, yes, I'm going to be your refuge when the rain comes. You'll be able to come. How many know that the Bible says that the name of the Lord is a strong tower? And the righteous run in and are saved. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. And then
Hallelujah.
The Bible says, and the streams rose. How many know that God is able to save you from the flood? Come on here, somebody. He's able to save us from the flood. Why? Because we are a wise builder. Hallelujah.
I'm
here
in Tampa.
Can y'all hear me tonight?
Amen.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. The streams rose, which means God says that the waters will come to the point that it will seem like they're going to flood you out. But how many know that the Bible says that when the enemy come in like a flood, that the Lord will raise up what a standing against them. Come on here, somebody. In other words, God says, I'm not going to let the enemy almost flood you. Somebody said, there ain't no flood here. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah, because my house is built on rock.
No
Amen.
Hell yes, Lord.
I would even have you to tell your neighbor, my house is weatherproof. Come on here, somebody. Rain, sleet, or snow. Amen. Amen. It cannot be affected by whatever weather comes that the enemy trying to send. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Whether he try to send the rain, amen, my house is rainproof. If he try to send the stream, my house is streamproof. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. And then it says, and the winds blew. How many know that your house got to be windproof? Come on here, somebody. Because a whole lot of folk going to come with a whole lot of wind, huffing and puffing. But at the end of the day, you got to know that your house is windproof. They remind me, beloved, of the three little pigs, glory to God. Amen. One had a house of straw. The other had a house of wood. But how many know when the straw went out and the wood went out, glory to God, they went to the one with the bricks. Come on here, somebody. You got to know your house is a brick house. Tell somebody, say, my house is a brick house. Hallelujah. So it don't matter what wind comes. Amen. The enemy can't blow it down. Because it's solid. Somebody give God a praise. Somebody give God a shout. Somebody give him the glory. Glory to God. Hallelujah. It says, and the wind blew again. Yes. Yeah, somebody say yes.
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 It did not fall. Come on here, somebody. Now, I want you to think about something, beloved. All the hell you have been through. All the heartache, the disappointment, the letdown. Amen. Everything that the enemy tried to throw at you and that he could throw at you, he threw at you. Amen. All the lies, hallelujah. All the excuses. All of the jealousy. All the envy. But look at your neighbor. You still standing by the grace of God. We still here. Hey, glory to God.
Lord.
We still
hallelujah.
Got a brick house. Tell somebody,
yes,
I still got my brick house. Hallelujah. I still got
Lord,
my brick house. Somebody need to praise
Lord,
God for your
house.
Brick house. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. The reason why some people didn't make it, beloved, because their house was made of straw. The reason why some didn't make it, beloved, because their house was made of wood. But God said, your house was able to withstand the test of time. Somebody give God
hallelujah.
Praise.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank
Woo.
You. Hallelujah.
Neighbor, I just wasn't hearing. I was going while I was here. Tell somebody, say, I wasn't just hearing. I was practicing the word. I was a dude of the word. That's why I'm still here, neighbor. That's why my haters can't figure it out.
Word.
That's why jealous folk can't figure it out. That's why people waiting on me to fall can't figure it out. Waiting on me to die. And I'm still here. Hallelujah to his great name. Somebody give God
hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God.
I feel the Holy Ghost now. But everyone who hears these words of mine and does not put them into practice is like a foolish man. Somebody say a foolish man.
A foolish man.
Who builds his house on the sand. How many know that a sand is not a good place to build a house? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Come on now.
Come on.
But when you build your house on the sand, it ain't got no solid foundation for you to build on. And the water is going to come and wash it away. Come on here, somebody. Amen. God says that the ones who've been hearing and not practicing and not doing the word is like a foolish man. Why? Because they thinking their house don't stand and it's falling. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Bible says Humpty Dumpty sat on the wall. Humpty Dumpty had a great fall. All the king horsemen, all the king men could put Humpty back together again. You don't want to be like Humpty never. You want to have your house on the rock. Come on here, somebody. Because the rock in ages is able to hold your house. Oh, will somebody help me praise him? But he said, I can't hold your house. If you don't be a doer of my word, you got to do the word, neighbor. Tell somebody, say, work it. You got to work it, man.
Work it.
In the tip of your ear, I'm going to tell you what the Lord said. The Lord is not meant just to hear and put the word behind what you believe. Give God a praise.
Yes, Lord.
In the Bible, in verse 27, and the rain came down, and the stream rose. And the winds blew and beat against the house. The same thing that came against the house that was a Jew came against the house that was a non-Jew. But the results were different. Come on here, somebody. They went through the same thing, but the results were different. Oh, God. You ain't hear me tonight, beloved. And when somebody is staying with me tonight, I said, both houses went through the same storm, but the results were different. Why? Because one was built on the rock, because it was a door. The other was built on the sand, which means it was just listening, but it wouldn't apply nothing to it. And the burn was great was the fall of that house. Come on here, somebody.
great. Come on here, somebody. See, everybody that don't do what the words say, when the storm comes, the fall gonna be great. Come on here, somebody. And then you gonna come and want prayer, and God is saying prayer. All you had to do was do what I told you to do, and you wouldn't have had these complications. Somebody give God a praise.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Lord.
Hallelujah. Yeah, somebody said neighbor.
Neighbor.
I'm not worried about the fall. Because God got me. Come on,
I'm not worried about the fall. Because God got me.
If you know the neighbor, a lot of things is falling right now. Hallelujah. People are concerned. Hallelujah. Why? Because everything is coming down but the word of God. I was trying to talk to somebody tonight. It's all coming down, neighbor, except for the word. Come on here, somebody. The only thing that's standing is the word. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Yes, the word.
Tell somebody to keep standing, neighbor.
Right.
Can y'all hear me tonight?
Keep standing, neighbor.
Amen.
Yes, Lord. Glory to God. God got your house. If you've been doing the word, you've been applying the word, glory to God. God said, I got your house. Oh, the storm's going to come, the wind's going to blow. The rain don't come, but I got your house. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. How many of you believe the word tonight?
Amen.
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 Come on and give God a praise tonight.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Anybody tell me what the text was tonight? Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
What was it, Elder?
Yes. Say again, Apostle.
I said, what was the text tonight? What was our theme tonight?
You gotta practice the word. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You gotta include it.
Yes.
How is your foundation?
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You got to have a
foundation.
And the only way you can have it is what you were saying, we got to do the word. God is looking for doers now. He ain't looking for those that just hear. He's looking for those who want it all the way. Somebody say all the way.
All the way.
So we praise God on tonight. We thank God. Somebody give God another praise.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Glory. Hallelujah.
Are there any questions? Are there any comments? Is there any words of encouragement tonight? Hallelujah.
Bishop.
Yes.
Can you hear me?
Prophet. Yes, Father.
Your
you
theme was how solid is your. That's what the theme was, right?
Yes.
It was how solid is your foundation, right?
Yes.
Mhm. Okay, that's what I wrote down. So I wanted to make sure I wrote that down when you first said it.
Amen. I mean, you know, that
house can't
stand if
the
foundation ain't solid. I mean, you know tonight that if your foundation ain't solid, your house not going to be solid. Glory to God.
Mm.
if you put a hot dog and the foundation ain't solid, the first sign of weather will bring that house down. Am I right about it?
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Okay, how good the house looks. It got to have the foundation to back it up. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Yeah. Yes, Lord.
And so God is saying tonight, you can rest in the fact that because you have been doing the word, that your house is weatherproof. Come on here, somebody. Somebody said weatherproof.
Yes, Lord.
Weatherproof.
A lot of houses have not been able to stand the test right now, beloved. Because they wasn't putting the precious into you. They were hearing the word, but then they wasn't doing the word. And then when the rain came and the storm came and the wind blew, great was the fall of that house.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, he said that the house fell with a great crash. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
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 Don't you find it funny now, beloved, that a lot of houses are crashing now? Come on here, somebody. Oh, I don't know if y'all can hear me tonight. I said a lot of houses are crashing, beloved.
Amen.
And they crash it so hard that they're not able to see me still. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. They're not able to put the pieces back together again. Come on here, somebody. Why? Because they were hearing, but they wasn't doing the work. Somebody give God another praise. Somebody give God another shout. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Yahshua.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We give God praise. Come on in, Elder. Come on in, Elder. Get some of this going.
Hallelujah.
The Spirit of God is flowing right now. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God for that word on tonight. Hallelujah. As the man of God was going forth, I just heard the Lord say, this is not for your entertainment. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. A lot of people, hey, amen, they going to church. They coming on the line. They going online. They looking at the video. They doing it all, but they doing it for entertainment. Hallelujah. Praise God. They not practicing the work. What Barry White say?
Mm-hmm.
Practice what you preach. Ain't that what he said? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You got to be a doer of the word. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. You ain't digging down far enough. Hallelujah. You ever seen them build a building? When they build a building, they dig deep. Glory to God. Hallelujah. To set the foundation. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We ain't digging deep enough. We building right on top of the ground. Y'all remember them old houses? You from the south? Them old houses that sit up on them bricks. Glory to God. And when the hurricane comes, just get washed away. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because we ain't got no foundation. Hallelujah. Hey, amen. They ain't do no digging. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. That's why people not being blessed. Hallelujah. They not doing what the word told them to do. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Praise God. That's why everybody else got a testimony. Somebody out there saying, why everybody else got a testimony? Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Because everybody else is going. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Everybody else is obeying the word of God. Hallelujah. It don't do no good to go to church. Watch this. You go to church, you hear the pastor say, thou shalt not commit adultery. Hallelujah. You're old. That was a new word. He talked about adultery. Hallelujah. Then you go to work, and they got a new employee at the job, and they look good.
Come on.
That go to storm right there. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Yeah. What you do? You fall right in the storm because you took it as entertainment. Hallelujah. Instead of a learning moment. Glory to God. Yeah. Hallelujah. We come in the church. This is not a Cat Williams concert. Hallelujah. Praise God. This ain't the Burning Man concert. Hallelujah. This ain't the Steve Harvey. Hallelujah. Concert. Glory to God. Hallelujah. This is class. Hallelujah. You ever heard them say class is in session? Hallelujah. Praise God. Class is in session. And when the teacher gets to teaching, you need to do like, hallelujah, you need to do like Sister Jackie did and take notes. Hallelujah. You need to write this down. You need to study that. Hallelujah. Why? Because it's going to benefit you in the long run. Glory to God. If you begin to practice, hallelujah. But that's why we don't worry with bills stuff. Because we done sold.
Hallelujah.
Because if I done sold something, that means I'm expecting a return. So when the bill comes,
Amen.
I know a return is coming. So I'm not worried about the bill getting paid because I done sold. See, a lot of people worry when they get a bill because you ain't sold nothing.
Lord,
Lord,
have mercy. Glory to God.
Come on now. Lord, why you want to take me here all the time, Jesus? Can I have a break?
Hallelujah.
But when you don't obey the word of God, and so when
come
God tells you to sow, you're not going to see the result that God, hallelujah, amen, wants you to see. That's the thing. God wants you to see results. And the problem is... The Bible has it all laid out for you. Hallelujah. Amen. I want your tithe and I want your offer. Your tithe
Amen.
And I want your offer. Now, by definition, your tithe is a tip. Hallelujah. Praise God. So if your check is $700, praise God, your tithe is $70, and then you add an offering on top of the tithe. Glory to God. Hallelujah. The offering is whatever you choose to bring, because the Bible says, look, don't come before the man of God empty-handed. Your tithe and your offering are not the same. Every time you come before the man of God, you're supposed to have an offering. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Now, I want you to watch this. If a tithe is a tip, and my check is $700, and that $700 ain't enough, what is $70 going to hurt? I'm trying to come to your common sense
right now.
I already don't have enough. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Why don't I take this 70 and try God with it? Hallelujah. Praise God. And see, because he said if I try him, he says, see if I won't open up the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing, you won't have room enough to receive.
Amen.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. That's how the gas stretches. Hallelujah. On your car. That's how your light bill gets more than everybody else's light bill. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That's how payments get deferred. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. See, it might be a bill you would have had to pay. But because you tithe your 10%, hallelujah, now that deal is not in the first. In other words, now you ain't got to pay it no more. And that deal could have been a $300 bill. Glory to God. But because you obeyed God, and once you see that work, then guess what you're going to do? Every time a piece of money comes through your hand, hallelujah, you're going to try to sow something. Glory to God, because you know you're going to get a return. I'm not lying to you. This is the truth. This works. The problem is, Crossroad Dollar ain't lying to you. Kenneth Copeland, he ain't lying to you. Hallelujah. Hey, man, it's just, you got to tell me more than just show and I'm going to get money. You need to tell me how I'm going to save my soul. Hallelujah. How I'm going to have peace of mind. How I'm going to stop sinning. Hallelujah. Because you got to talk. You got a church full of rich folks that got problems. But watch this. The apostle is trying to build a congregation full of rich folks with peace of mind. Oh, glory to God. Y'all ain't hear what I'm saying. What we're trying to build is a congregation full of rich folks that have a peace of mind. Hallelujah. Not, not because we rich. Hallelujah, but because we got the word of God in our heart, the word of God is our foundation. The word of God has been embedded to us. This is just extra. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. The money's just extra. Because I have a peace of mind up under a bridge. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I have peace of mind sleeping in my car. Glory to God. Because why can't I have peace of mind in my California king-size bed? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Why can't I look at $1 million house and say I want that house, Lord? Hallelujah. Praise God. Why can't I look at a $100,000 vehicle and say, oh, y'all got quiet? Elder, you ain't supposed to be asking God for that kind of stuff. Why not? David didn't ask for it, and he gave it to him, and David didn't even ask for it.
Yes,
he did. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And the Bible says, how much more will I give you if you ask? Oh, glory to God. That's in the Old Testament and the New Testament. Jesus said that. Jesus said, you knowing how to, you being evil. He's talking to us now. We know how to do evil. We know how to go to the club. We know how to drink. We know how to fornicate. We know how to do all that. He's saying, you knowing how to do all that. You know how to cuss somebody out. If you know how to do all that, but yet you give good gifts to your kids. Hallelujah. How much more will the Father in heaven, who is nothing but good, give to you if you ask him? Hallelujah. Now watch this, and I'm going to open up the line. When you ask him, you got to be ready to be obedient to do what he asked you to do. When you go to your parent, when you was 15, I'm going to get my learner's permit, Mama. I know a lot of, we black, so a lot of us ain't go through this. Glory to God, hallelujah. But you get your learner's permit and you're like, Mama, I want a car next year. Glory to God, hallelujah. And they say, well, I'm gonna buy you a car next year, but there are some conditions. Glory to God. There's some stuff I want you to do. I ain't got no problem with buying the car for you. Hallelujah. But there's some stuff I'm gonna need you to do. See, that's the problem. We want God to do stuff for us, but we don't want to do nothing for God. Glory to God. Y'all know who I'm talking to. See, it's quiet right now because some of us, it don't apply to us. The other people that's quiet, you quiet because it apply to you. Glory
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. You quiet because it apply to you. Praise God. Amen. You don't want to do what God... That's why a lot of us could be in better positions in life if we would have done what our parents told us to do, but we said we're gonna do our own thing. Hallelujah, praise God! And they say, "Well, you go ahead and do
and
what
that's
you do."
Why that's
Hallelujah.
Why they have a problem.
And that's the same thing God is telling us tonight. Hallelujah! You could be in a better position if you just do what I tell you to do. Glory to God. Hallelujah. A lot of people been obedient with their seed. Relationships have improved. Hallelujah. Marriages have improved. Finances have improved. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Jobs have improved.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Yes, Lord.
Because they were obedient. If you're not obedient, guess what? Your mama come in there, take your TV, take your radio, take your headphones, take your video game. You ain't got nothing because you was disobedient. Could it be?
Amen.
I want to pose this question, and then I'm going to shut up, I hope, because the Lord just got me going. I'm going to pose this question. Could it be you ain't got nothing because you disobedient?
Yeah.
Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, disobedience. That's why God said obedience is better than sacrifice. Right now, you in sacrifice
on,
because
man.
Of your disobedience.
Oh,
hallelujah.
Man.
Praise God. I don't know about you, but my mama came. My mama didn't even stay with me. And she drove over to my great-grandmother's house and took my TV out the room. That was the last time I was disobedient. I like my TV. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Could it be stuff get taken from us when we disobedient? Everybody ain't Joe.
Some of us lie. Some of us say, I'm going through a Job thing. You know, I ain't did nothing and God tried. No, you've been disobedient. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm going to leave it alone. I'm going to leave it alone. Praise God. Hallelujah. We thank God for the word on tonight. Praise God. When we stand on the word, hallelujah, amen, our house will stand. Hallelujah. Praise God. Your marriage will stand when you stand on the word. If not, when the storm comes, you headed to the divorce court. I'll see you on TV. Glory to God. Hallelujah. With joy sake, because the storm came. Glory to God. Hallelujah. When the storm comes, you disown your children. Glory to God, because the storm came. You disowned, you quit your job because the people was talking about you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So what if the coworkers was talking about you, your boss was about to give you a promotion, but because the storm came, because you didn't stand on the word say you will be ridiculed. The word say you're going to go through torment. The word say you're going to go through tribulation. The word say when you come in, they're going to be screaming Hosanna, but by Thursday, they're going to be screaming crucified. Hallelujah. That's what the word say. But hallelujah, praise God, when you detour from the word and you go to Facebook, hallelujah, you go to the news and you go to your government, glory to God, and you begin to stand on their word, then when the storm comes, your house just blow on down. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So we thank God for the word on tonight. Amen. We thank God for the man of God. Hallelujah. Brought forth that word. Hallelujah. Amen. If you ain't sowed the seed. Amen. Get your tithes and offering in. Praise God so the flow can start. Hallelujah. Amen. Some of us are having a cash flow problem. Amen. If that's because it's not flowing out of your head. Praise God. Hallelujah. If it flow out of your head, it'll flow back into it. Glory to God. You got a dare. Hallelujah. The Lord said you got a dam on your finance. That's why it ain't flowing. Hallelujah. Because you got it dammed up. And it is dammed up because you won't release what you got in your hand to God so God can release what he has in his hand to you. Glory to God on tonight. We thank God for the word. Do we have any comments, any questions, any words of encouragement for the man of God? Hallelujah on tonight.
Praise the Lord, everyone.
Praise the Lord.
I was able to get the number. I just came in about maybe 5 minutes ago, but I'm here, and I just want to say thank you, Lord. I want to just thank the Lord for keeping me another day, for all of his many provisions and his blessings he provides each and every day in my life. I want to thank the Lord for each and everyone on the prayer line. I want to thank each and one personally for praying for me, for lifting my name and my son's name, my household up to the Father. I do it on your behalf also. But I'm really grateful and appreciative that we were able to come back on the line. I was like a lost puppy for a minute. I was like Satan's a liar, but I said, you know what, I'm just going to be patient, and the Lord's going to open another door. And
amen.
Apparently this one hasn't been closed. But I just want to thank you. And I want to continue to learn of the Lord and walk with the Lord and, you know, try to do better. I'm not giving up.
Amen.
I'm going to stand.
Amen.
So, everybody be blessed. Everyone continue to pray for me. I'm glad I got the number, and I'm able to still two men on the line, and we just gonna keep pushing forward in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Amen, Sister Linda. We thank God for you all tonight. Bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. When God opens the door, no man can shut it. Bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen.
Hallelujah.
So we thank God for you on tonight. We thank God you got the number in your hands. Bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Do we have any more comments, any more testimonies on tonight? Hallelujah.
I'd like to thank the Lord for waking me up this morning, starting me on the new day. I want to thank the Lord for all my family and friends. I just want to thank the Lord for all his blessings that he has stored upon me. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Anyone else? My name is Brother Brian. I want to thank Lord for waking me up today, starting me off on a brand new day. I want to thank Lord for my family, friends, and prayer line. I want to ask the Lord to please take care of the homeless. Somebody needs you right now, Lord. I ask that you go inside the prison and the jails and yeah, all the inmates, Lord Jesus. Somebody needs you right now, Father God. Father, I ask you to go inside the hospitals in the little kid hospital at St. Jude's and all the children hospitals around the world and take care of all the patients, Lord. Somebody needs you right now. As you go inside the nursing homes, the sick and shut in, take care of all the other patients, Lord Jesus. As you protect our military, our Air Force, our Navy, our Coast Guard, our Space Force, our Marine, our National Guard, our Army, our Police Department, our Fire Department, our Ambulance.
Welcome,
okay.
This is our
topic. Father God, please protect Donald, I mean not Donald, but Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, Lord. Father God, protect them in Jesus' name, I pray, amen.
Amen.
I want to thank the local, Brother Brian.
Brianni.
Thank God for being here. Thank God for Pastor Corey, Pastor Andre, Roberta, Brother Virgie, Annette, Jackie, Rose, Catherine, go over there. Over there, Louisiana. Help us out. So get your blessing, that's all I got to say.
Amen. We thank God for all the testimonies on tonight. Is there anyone else before I turn it back over into the hands of the man of God? Amen. Hallelujah. Well, we thank God for the word on tonight. How solid is your foundation? Glory to God.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
God, for the man of God bringing forth that word on tonight. We will be back on tomorrow night, hallelujah, with the Committee Jewish International Worldwide Prayer Line. Hallelujah. We invite all of y'all out there on Blog Talk Radio to call in. Praise God and be a part of the service. We thank y'all for tuning in. We thank everybody for calling in on tonight. I'm going to go ahead and turn it back over into the hands of the man of God. Hallelujah, amen. He's going to go ahead with his final announcements and the benediction on tonight. It's back in your hands, man of God. Bless you, man.
Lord, tonight, amen. Glory to God. Always. Amen.
Say not always, man of God. Say amen and that.
Can you hit me down there?
You're still kind of in the background. Like, this. Amen, amen. Bless the name of the Lord.
Amen.
There you go, Pa.
Yes, amen. Amen. I'm back online. Amen. We're going to take this moment to dismiss. Father, we thank you and we praise you for everything that you are saying and doing in this hour. We give you praise, glory, and honor, Lord God, for choosing us, Lord God, for guiding us, for keeping us. King, God, to give us the manna that's falling down from heaven. We thank you right now, Lord God, and we give you praise and glory, Lord God, for how you're getting ready to manifest yourself in this hour. Thank you, Lord. We give your name the glory, honor, and the praise. Somebody give God a praise right now. Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. We thank you right now, Lord God, for your mighty acts right now, Father. Hallelujah. And we thank you, Lord, for what you are doing. What I'm saying to one. And to one.
And live holy every day.
Every day.
Somebody's going crazy, hallelujah, glory, hallelujah, glory, hallelujah, 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 amen, hallelujah, hey, can you guys hear me?
Yes, we can hear you, dog.
Yeah, somebody got the Adams family on. They do. Unbelievable.
Mine's not crying.
Yeah, very right.
I see you, man.
Yeah.
Break
just help me see this.
It's moving and it's breaking. I believe it. Every chain is broken. This worship is shifting the atmosphere.
Shifting the atmosphere.
Help me see.
For the Bible said there to be earthquakes and violent places. The words of the song said Jesus getting us ready for that great day. Look at somebody and say, who shall? Who shall? Who shall be able to stand? Let's say amen for Brother Melvin Williams, Brother Doug Williams. Say amen for the Williams brothers.
Oh!
I was going to lose my mind. Yeah.